Are the Hornets a lock for the playoffs? Are the Clippers waiting for Rajon Rondo to save them? And Lakers PG Dennis Schroeder reportedly turned down an $80 million extension. Is he crazy or is he smart? Hey, I'm Tass Mellis, and this is what you need to know in the NBA for Wednesday, March 31st. Welcome to everything you need to know about this wonderful game of basketball. Thanks for joining me, everybody. Let's get to it. The Orlando Magic came back to beat the Clippers late, very late. They were down 7 with 2:30 left in the game. And this Magic team, this Magic team that just blew it up at the deadline. When they traded away their three best players, they foresaw losses, not wins. Magic president of basketball operations Jeff Waltman said, by trading away Vucevic, Gordon, and Fournier, they would raise their ceiling. But raising their ceiling means because they're bad now. And they get to use their own picks rather than the Bulls and Nuggets picks they got in trades. In my opinion, those won't be as good as their own right now. That will help them. So, especially in a loaded draft, Weltman wanted to see wins. So when he saw his team come back from 7 down in Los Angeles with only 2:30 left, it was 93-86, looked like it was over, he must have dropped a little Macaulay Culkin. Oh no, what's happening out there? The Clippers offense got super stagnant, extremely stagnant. Magic just loaded up on Kawhi, and a team didn't have answers around him. They just couldn't find anything going. I can see Rajon Rondo playing crunch time minutes for this Clippers team in the near future. They just acquired him. He's been practicing with the team. He hasn't played quite yet. And the man who acquired him, Clippers president of basketball operations, Lawrence Frank, said playoff Rondo is a real thing. Oh, he is going to come in and play a ton, in my opinion, especially down the stretch. They ran it down the Clippers' throat, did the Magic. They went on an 11-0 run, got extra possessions. It wasn't pretty. You can't be giving up extra possessions and having fast break buckets in crunch time. No, that can't happen. That was ugly, except for one Michael Carter-Williams dunk. Let's give him a little bit of credit. This Clippers team, though, in tight games, is not to be believed at this point. It's hard to say, as I struggle to talk here early in the morning, but that's the case. The Clippers just don't look like their great selves night in and night out. Sometimes they're great, sometimes they're not. One note, a little love for Chuma Okeke. He missed all of his first year with a torn ACL, but I love watching him play in year two. The Magic have the fourth worst record in the NBA. Just a note there. The Lakers, well, their PG, Dennis Schroeder, turned down $80 million over 4 years from the Lakers, according to the New York Times, Mark Stein. Wow, LA offering $80 million bucks. So is he making a huge mistake? I say no, which surprises me to say that. He's not having his best year shooting the ball, but he is 27 years old. So the Lakers won't be able to sign a big free agent from another team this offseason because of their cap situation. They can push that $80 million number higher in the offseason. They were just trying to get a good price on Schroeder here, and I think Schroeder will get an increase on that offer. Maybe it won't get to $90 million, but I say get every dollar you can, especially if the Lakers are in a situation where they can't go sign a big-name free agent. Point guard free agents this offseason are Lonzo Ball, who will get a big long-term deal, Kyle Lowry, who's in the twilight of his glorious career, and Schroeder. That's the top of the list. So if the Lakers say shoes to Schroeder this offseason, I think he'll get that $80 million somewhere else. Could go to the Clippers, as we've just been talking about, the Pelicans, if Lonzo Ball leaves, or the Knicks could be willing to sign him. Go get that dollar bill, Dennis Schroeder. Charlotte beat Washington. Charlotte continues to impress. They're treading water very well since LaMelo Ball's injury. Last five games, they won 2 in Texas, beat Miami, went to OT with the Suns, and now they beat the Wizards. The combination of the way they play plus the nostalgia for the Teal has every NBA diehard wanting them in the playoffs. They are alone in the 4 seed. I picked them as a long shot for the playoffs this preseason because they were a long shot, even though they're in the 4 seed right now. The team, people said, myself included, that overpaid for Gordon Hayward's services. And the 4 seed is by no means a lock for the playoffs. Only 2.5 games up on the 9th seed. But they look like one of the steadiest teams in that Eastern Conference glut. Hayward and Scary Terry leading the way, scoring the ball. In this NBA, a scorer like Terry Rozier can score. They got it done against Washington. And one note on Russell Westbrook. A night after his 30-20 triple-double, he had a much more modest triple-double, but a not-so-modest dunk on Bismack Biyombo. Ooh-wee, late in the game, a crusher. Let's enjoy 32-year-old Russell Westbrook as he plays like a 22-year-old. While we can. We can't have many more years of this, Russ, can we? I don't know. He's Russ. Maybe we'll see a few more. One NBA story that's kind of been flying under the radar for me is how good Michael Porter Jr. has been for the Nuggets. Second-year player started off his rookie season hot. Played off the floor in the playoffs, though, because of his defense. Then he started this season, contracted COVID-19, so he was out for 10 games. He's involved in a lot of trade rumors, but now he is steady. You never consider the word steady with Michael Porter Jr., but he has had 20 straight games in double figures. That is significant for him, and he's got better defensively. He'll never be a one-on-one stopper, but he's shown he's capable of being part of a good defensive team, staying in front. Last year's, when he got played off the floor because of that defense, it seems like eons ago, because everything last year seems like eons ago. In this game on Tuesday night against the Philadelphia 76ers, he had 27 points. On 11 of 16 shooting in a blowout win. He was working off cuts, getting passes from Nikola Jokic. It was beautiful. He's playing that third star perfectly. He's playing off those cuts just like new acquisition Aaron Gordon did in his first game. And the most noteworthy thing Gordon did in his second game with the Nuggets is try and block Dwight Howard. It was like the guy who made a documentary about losing dunk contests trying to block all of those who won it before him, like Dwight in 08. There were some Superman vibes to that Dwight dunk right there. Philly, by the way, is now in a tie with Brooklyn for first in the Eastern Conference. Here come the Nets. Last game I want to talk about on Tuesday, because it was the last game of the schedule. Phoenix beat the Hawks, who continue to fight on a tough road trip. Yeah, there's some moral victories there. Yeah, I think there's plenty of moral victories for the Hawks here on this road trip. Even for a Hawks hater like myself, I gotta applaud them. They went down to the wire with the Phoenix Suns. And it's tough to win on the road in the NBA. And yeah, they're my hometown team, so I'm tough on them. We're tougher on the ones that we love, aren't we? The Hawks continue winning, notching victories in the moral victories category. That's it for me. Make sure you check out the full No Dunks episode here on Wednesday. We also have a Beach Steppin' podcast coming to you today. I'll see you tomorrow.